through the dead of night, seeking out broadcasting injustice wherever it appears. Only one man can wield it. Media Bat with Tim Bat, only on 95 BFM.
Tim.
Morena.
Morena. How's it going?
Welcome to the Age of Collins, everyone.
Aye, aye, aye. If anybody has been asleep for the last 24 hours, Judith Collins is the new National Party leader. Mm-hmm. Jerry Brownlee's the deputy leader.
I called that, by the way.
Oh.
This afternoon. It's pretty stoked.
Did you have it in writing, or is this just
one
of those?
Yeah, I did. Well, in like a group chat thing.
Mm. No, see, that counts. It's like, it doesn't count if you just say to your mates, yeah, I knew that was going to happen.
You can't claim that, eh?
No one's going to believe it. To someone.
You get a screenshot.
A lot of people claiming that they knew Mueller was going to resign as well. I'm like, really?
Bullshit.
How?
Not even his MPs knew.
Yeah.
Apparently, some of them only found out about 5 minutes before I heard on the news yesterday.
Totally. If anyone knew, they wouldn't have got all them hoardings printed out, you know?
Oh, no, I mean, like, they bet.
Oh, I see,
They bet he wasn't going to last the distance. I'm like, that's pretty pessimistic.
Yeah. Well, they were right, though, if they did think that. Hello.
Hello. So this is our main sort of media story at the moment, but what's going on?
I'll get through a couple of quickies first. So since we last chatted last week, the chief executive of MediaWorks, Michael Anderson, has announced that he'll be stepping down at the end of this year. He's been at the helm for 4 years. It's kind of hard to not feel like that thing is the Titanic at this point, and everyone's trying to get the F off, which is probably a very pessimistic way of looking at it. But
certainly they haven't had many good news stories about themselves in recent times, have they?
Nah.
Yeah.
And I thought, like, what's going on with Three in terms of the sale? Because it was a big news story at the end of the year. That's how I started the segment, basically. It was a weekly check-in to see who was about to buy Three.
Who was about to buy Three.
And then it just kind of went away, and now it seems like it's just in limbo.
It's just still not been bought.
Apparently it's, you know, still on the market. There hasn't been any declaration to the contrary.
That feels like so long ago now.
I know.
Why? This year is just weird.
It was the before times.
Things.
It was there was in January, which I think was 2 or 3 decades ago.
Yeah.
My watch is right.
More or less.
A little rumour that TVNZ might be changing their 6 PM news anchors. Do we say anchors here? Newsreaders?
News anchors.
Yeah, I mean, people know what you mean when you say anchor.
It feels very American. I was trying to think of, like, what do we say in New Zealand?
Newsreader?
Newsreaders.
Mother of the nation?
Yeah. Well, the two mothers of the nation currently serving are Simon Dallow and Wendy Petrie, who have been at the helm for 14 years.
Wow.
And
shit.
Yeah, I know.
That's
crazy, eh?
A lot of my life.
There is a lot to be said for that familiarity factor.
Yeah.
But TVNZ are toying with a lot of ideas just in light of the fact that everyone is looking for cost-cutting measures at the moment. I think from memory, TVNZ's looking to cut between 70 and 90 staff members.
Oof.
So they're looking across the board and where they can pinch some pennies.
Mm.
And no one knows how that's going to go, but...
Yeah, I guess we'll find out.
I guess we will. But the biggest story, it feels physically like a cloud has come over the country and Judith Collins' leadership. Look, here's what I wanted to say about this, and I don't think this is a very BFM thing to say, and I
Ooh.
Don't even know if I fully stand by it, but I just think in light of recent context of the Claire Curran story about Michael Woodhouse having the toilet seat with her face on it and her just describing like a total emotional breakdown in politics and describing that at one point she physically thought she was going to die. She just felt she was under so much intense pressure. And then Todd Muller yesterday stepping down really suddenly from the national leadership and saying in his press release that it was basically health related and it being reported as a type of personal breakdown as vehemently as I disagree with Collins' personal politics and a lot of the moves she's made over the years, this might just be an opportunity to remember some recent high-profile stories, those ones I just mentioned of politicians in the media describing their own experiences. And Collins has actually had one of these in a long-form interview she gave with Women's Weekly a few years ago, where she describes how intense politics was.
Yeah.
And just a little bit about the tone and the tenor of criticism of our politicians and maybe recognising that they're human beings. And as I bloody love a jape and I bloody love a snide tweet... Especially, and I've been known to throw them at Judith Collins, but just recognizing that these are human beings with, you know, a discernible emotional bandwidth as well.
I love your angle, but I would counter angle
coming in from Sarah
with Judith Collins as a politician is responsible for some of that toxicity in our political sphere.
Totally.
This has been some of the spicy takes.
She is really, really good at slinging out barbs, getting nasty, getting dirty.
That's absolutely true. I mean, literally the book Dirty Politics, large portions was about her relationship with Cameron Slater and her doxing a employee at Internal Affairs because she believed that he was leaking information about Bill English.
So when I absolutely...
But what I would say to you, Sarah, is that
an
eye for an eye will turn the world blind.
Yes, so are we nearly blind? Because we're left with one of the only National Party members left who can handle that
level
of toxicity.
Well, see, this is something that I think is interesting about the whole situation is that there is clearly a culture in Parliament, in our political parties, of really sort of intense negativity, really like nastiness. And we're in an election year.
Yeah.
We don't want to be in a big mudslinging match like we see overseas happen oftentimes. That was something that Simon Bridges was criticised for when he was the leader as well, was getting quite like nasty about some of his angles as
totally.
Well. I don't know what we're going to see necessarily
this
year.
There's a distinction between the internal politics of the National Party as an organisation, which from all indications is hella toxic. And what you get as a result of that is just the people who can handle that and thrive in that environment rising to the top. But then there's the bit that we participate in as the public.
Well, this is true.
And as the, you know, the commentators and the media and that. And I don't know, just the Todd Muller's press release super bummed me out and just made me take a beat and go, And that combined with Claire Karen's recent comments as well is like, yeah, you know what? These are human beings. And
this
actually,
is very true,
Chloe Swarbrick, who, again, full disclosure, I'm doing some volunteer work for her campaign, had a long, like a live stream Instagram thing just a couple of days ago talking about her own mental health. And it's a super hard job.
It is. It's not a job I could do, I'll tell you what.
Yeah. And Sarah, you are totally right to point out that Judith Collins is an architect of a lot of this stuff. But yeah, it kind of makes me feel even better about Jacinda Ardern being at the helm because it's like we don't have these two people playing the same game.
Yeah.
It feels a bit more like a, I don't know, Obama versus the Republicans thing of when they go low, we go high, which is kind of hopeful.
And you're right, like especially Mueller's statement was quite sad because
it was,
you go, damn, how many of us out there are overworking ourselves if we still have our jobs post-COVID, you know, and in a really weird kind of post-capitalist mind state where we are putting our jobs and our work before our own personal happiness. Good on that man for being like, you know what? Nah.
Yeah.
It also makes you think, being a politician in a pandemic is a lot.
Being a politician, I don't know why anyone does it. Why would you be a politician, man?
Any politicians listening?
That's the other thing, though. Like, the people that love it.
Yeah.
The people that really love it. So maybe Collins, Winston Peters, like, what's upstairs? What's going on that you love this game so much?
Hey, who's to say? Let's, I don't know, maybe an opportunity for a reset. Give her a chance. Give her a beat.
Sure.
I don't know.
I think just, I'm going to be really interested to see what this election year is going to look like now, because I think it's going to look very, very different to how it did this time yesterday and maybe this time 2 months ago as well. So I think we're going to see some interesting
I think
stuff.
Current polling from the last Roy Morgan said that Labor could govern alone, I'm pretty sure, and the Greens were on 9%.
Whoa.
The smaller parties always overperform in polls compared to election day. They also had ACT on like 5, which is pretty interesting. But yeah, I don't even know, man. I don't even know if I can back up what I'm saying because it's Judith bloody Collins. But
the sentiment is spot on.
The sentiment is 100%
just recognizing that these people are human
beings
to an extent.
Yeah. This is very true.
Hate the sin, not the sinner. All of that.
Speaking of sinners, though, the media advisors that push that kind of dirty agenda, what do you reckon? Are they done for? Is Hooten out?
We started when all of the changeover happened with Todd Muller and Nikki Kaye. Started talking to you a little bit about Matthew Hooten's potential involvement in that, and now obviously it's a bit more of a yes, his involvement is very much there. Just to recap for people at home, who is Matthew Hooten and what is going on here?
Matthew Hooten, ever so briefly, is a public relations expert who has been embedded in national with a lowercase n mm-hmm. politics for a long time, at least a couple of decades, and has been connected in a professional sense to the National Party
with a capital
almost
N.
as long, with a capital N. And he's been basically a political operative and worked inside and outside of the party for a long time. He's also worked in the private sector for big mm-hmm. corporations and stuff like that, trying to get them the inside track with government and with officials. And he quit his own public relations company, it seems, maybe, is a little bit murky, to join Mueller's team and become his chief political advisor. He deleted his Twitter account, so no one can I haven't seen him, so no one knows what's going on with that guy. But boy, did he put all his chips, and it came up on, what is it in roulette? Zero.
I don't know. I was going to say all your eggs in one basket,
and then
you drop the basket.
Exactly. Pick one of those. He put all his chips on the wrong number, and now not sure what will happen to him, but... Hoots is, I would charitably describe him as a survivor. I don't think that the embarrassment will keep him down too long. I'm sure we'll see him on a panel on whoever will take him in record time.
Well, thank you very much, Tim. I feel like B this morning stands for be nice.
I like that.
Cheers for coming in. We'll see you next week.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, Rachel.
Come back next week for another exciting adventure on Media Bat, only on 95 BFM.